Hey, it's Parker again. RV Project Help. Thank you for stopping by. So I have a recording I want to do. This is goes hand in hand with a written document. And the reason why I did this specific document is if you've never hired a personal assistant, it can be extremely intimidating, okay? So what I did is I took my personal assistant document and I whitewashed it. I took out all my information off of it and I sifted through it to give you the same information so that, and I'm not giving a printed copy of this out. And the reason why I'm not giving a printed copy of it out is because if you have to write it yourself, you will decide what you want and what you don't want. If I just put a printed copy out, you'll just copy the thing and you won't even know what the hell's on it. So it's way more important for you to write this yourself because this is your personal assistant. So I get a lot of questions about hiring a personal assistant. You know, it starts out with how much do we pay? And what can we have a personal assistant do? What's acceptable? What's not acceptable? So what I did is I went through my personal assistant, the requirements that I have for my personal assistant. And I'm going to tell you that some of these requirements I do require of my personal assistant. And then some of these requirements I don't require of my personal assistant. Now, I've been fortunate enough to have several friends that have personal assistants. And about 3 or 4 years ago, I actually interviewed my friends before I wrote this document because I knew I was going to write this for the people at RV. I just didn't put it out yet because I was waiting. Oh, God Almighty, I didn't know I was going to wait 4 years to put this thing out. But today's the day, I suppose. So how do you hire a personal assistant? First of all, you have to figure out compensation. Compensation. My range is 72,800 to 104,000 a year, depending on experience. Yeah, they get paid that much. I give a discretionary bonus every year of up to 20%. Part of the way I give those bonuses is when you look at my household management, my household manual, it has all the little papers to fill out when people are doing the work. They don't actually fill it out, they just put little stamps on them. And that helps me track whether the degree of discretionary, the high or low bonus that I give based on the tracked work that this person has done. Compensation, health insurance, paid vacation, sick days, paid rest and meal breaks, regular reviews, and advancement opportunities. You have to have people a place to grow in your industry. And there's got to be things that when you do the interview, when you do an interview, your interview should be long-term information for you to have to remember how to motivate these people, as well as it is to get information about hiring these people. So I always have a line about us, and I say, my trust, my company, is a professional private-owned company that provides luxury service for one family exclusively. We help our client enjoy their life and encourage employee success. I write this from the point of my office manager. I don't hire my own personal assistant. I have my office manager hire because when you're doing this kind of hiring, you can't see the forest for the trees. So the first person that is interviewed by my interviews, the personal assistant is my office manager. So that's why I have the about us statement on there. It's because the first person they interview with is my office manager or my butler or my house manager. So that's why it's in the third person. It's not actually, this first one is actually not about me. But this, when you put an advertising out, it is if that person is working for the house manager, not me. Because this is a trust. So they're always working for the trust. You always want to focus your words not towards you because you're not the primary. Your trust is the primary. You operate the trust. It's two different things. You want to keep those things separately, for legal reasons. Summary: primary responsibilities of the personal assistant chauffeur, because my personal assistant is always a chauffeur, will include ensuring the smooth running of the home office, performing administrative and household tasks, performing driving duties, and providing the principals with information support at any time. Now, you can add or subtract anything on here. This is just a wide open catch-all personal assistant. You're going to hear what you want to have your personal assistant have or do, and you just pull that information out of here, okay? Primary duties: household and home office. Perform weekly walkthroughs using household checklists to identify action items. Schedule and work closely with other office staff or staff on various household projects. Maintain a household vendor list. Build strong relationships with vendors. Coordinate household staff and assist with monthly schedules. Identify and oversee various household projects as needed. Keep an inventory of personal items for principals and restock as needed. Manage a PAG list, primary and guest list. Keep an inventory of all household supplies, such as light bulbs, batteries, cleaning supplies. Maintain and update household manuals. Maintain an approved list for home and personal items, including sourcing information. I happen to like a very unusual hand soap for when I work in the garden. And so that's something that my staff would not know how to find. Took me a long time to figure it out. And so in my list, I actually put where you buy the vendor, if it's an unusual vendor. Shop for household items as needed. Monthly, weekly purchase order submission, get approval, place orders, track delivery status of all orders, prepare and submit expense reports, secure the residence at the end of the day when needed, basically lock all the doors, set the security systems, light household chores as needed, respond to incoming calls and greet guests. You might have your household assistant answer the door if you have a butler. The butler always answers the door. Nobody else answers the door if you have a butler. That's their domain. Oversee on-site vendors as needed. Prepare the home for occasional events, such like coordinate with vendors for holiday decor, like Halloween, Christmas, that kind of stuff. You want to maintain your principal's personal Google calendars. That's separate from their professional calendars. Schedule personal appointments. Calendar items forwarded by principals. Your principal's going to tell you what kind of appointments you need, and you just make sure that you keep those scheduled. You want to update and maintain Google contacts. You want to ensure that this information is synced to your primary's phones. Maintain a filing system for household needs, such as car registrations, maintenance contracts, warranties, contractor bids, all that kind of stuff. Email daily activity reports to your principals at the end of the day before you walk out of the house. Purchase gifts, develop and maintain gift tracker, and review and audit receipts for all the gifts you purchase for your principals. They're going to give you a list via track of birthdays and other important dates. Occasionally, you'll do wardrobe maintenance, which means you'll go over every bit of clothing your primary has, schedule tailor needs, cobbler needs for the shoes, whatever needs to be done. You're going to work with travel concierge and accountant as needed. You're going to plan and coordinate the family's activities and events. You will assist with personal archival projects. Driving. Safe and secure transport of your principals. Safe, service-oriented, and attention to detail. Maintain vehicle cleanliness, interior and exterior. You do hand washing on site. You're going to maintain vehicle readiness, service records, maintain and prepare the vehicle checklist, pre and post use. That checklist is found in the household manual. Prepare and maintain principal's comfort item in the vehicles, such as water, tissue, umbrellas. If your principal likes certain little snacks, that'll show up as well. Your requirements. For the job, you'll need to have a bachelor's degree or above. You'll need to have experience working in the hospitality industry or more preferred as a family office. You have an excellent learning ability and have a passion for exploration, research, and analysis. You have a vault-like ability to maintain confidentiality and be ultra discreet, as your principals are high wealth individuals. You need to demonstrate excellent email etiquette, concise and accurate communications, no gossiping. Maintain strict confidences, never disclose principals' contact information. You need a strong work ethic, reliable, punctual, honest, be practical and efficient. Need flexibility to work weekends and evenings. Your principal will give you time off if you work extra time on. You need to be very technically savvy. You need experience with G Suite. You need to be resourceful in terms of internet searching and online shopping. You need to be comfortable with an iPhone or an Android. This includes texting, camera, phone, smartphone, all these kind of apps. You should be highly organized, meticulous, detail-oriented, and thorough, able to multitask and prioritize well. You need to have a positive attitude, be a team player, capable of working with a vast array of high-quality vendors. You need to be personable, gracious, polite, and excellent people skills. You need to have an excellent command of the English language, both written and spoken. You need to proactively identify and resolve problems on your own. You need to be able to work independently, but you can take direction well from principals. You should be able to perform physical hands-on tasks in order to assist the household and staff office to run well. You should be able to lift a minimum of 40 pounds, not all the time, just as needed. You should be flexible and able to accommodate spontaneous changes to routine and plans. You should have a go bag ready at all times. You need to be able to travel with the principals to assist their needs. I missed a little thing here. You need to have long-term intent. Your principals want to hire you for a long term. When you take this position, you should have a long-term intent to stay in the position. The personal chef and chauffeur candidate must be legally authorized to work in the United States without sponsorship or employment visa status. There are some exceptions to this rule, but not many. You need to be able to pass an extensive background check, credit and reference check. You need to be willing to take a pre-employment physical, psychological exam, and a drug screen. Your primary does not believe cannabis is a drug. It is a medicine, and they treat it as such. Core values, principles first. These are highly private clients. They are the focus, and the principals are the clients. Learn from your mistakes. Brave to face, you need to be brave to face and admit the truth. Learn and grow from your mistakes. You make thoughtful choices and changes to avoid mistakes, or at least make low-cost mistakes. High-cost or repeated mistakes will lead to disciplinary action. Conscientious, you need to finish your duties consistently, efficiently, and promptly. Dedication, you need to be dedicated and keep improving. Accountable, have due diligence, be accountable. Independent, think and act independently. Resilience, you don't complain or shy away from assigned work. You confront difficulties bravely. When the going gets tough, the tough gets going. This is what you're looking for in a personal assistant. I hope that helps, and thank you for listening. God bless you. Go out and be the best humanitarian you can be. Thanks.